Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I'll rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, Moon Day, June the 26th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got another important topic for you today. Today, we want to talk about the three, really four P's. We want to talk about programmed prison planet priest. The priest class, or the priest, the elite, if you want to call them that, the Reverend Dr. Bishops of the world today are all programmed. Having been in that class and as a former Reverend Dr. Bishop, licensed, ordained, all that good stuff, I think back to those days and I think back about how lost, how blind I was. Then I think back to how confused I was. And it's very amazing to me that I am still able to wrap my brain around, I'm still able to basically over and understand what I understand today. So today, my brothers and sisters, I need to kind of shine a little light on that very, very touchy subject. Because it is, excuse me, whoa, it is touchy. And I don't want to offend anybody. I'm not here to try to, you know, ruffle any feathers. I'm not here to try to get under anybody's nerves. I just want to try to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the truth. And this is one of the subjects that's very dear and very near to my heart because, again, this is not something that I read about in a book. This is not something that I watched happen to somebody else. This is not a subject or a thought. This is something that I actually personally experienced. But it's not just me. We all are subject to, and we all fall into the inability to be crystal clear because we are caught up in the fancy lights. And so tonight or today, I want to talk about those lights. The Bible talks about that Satan has transformed himself into an angel of light. So we want to talk about that angel of light and how he uses this light, this crystal light matrix, this Saturnalia, this moon matrix to keep us trapped inside of this light. Now, the thing that's really mind-blowing is the fact that the Morningstar Administration also has a light. And how do we differentiate between the two types of light? One's benevolent and one's not benevolent. And that's the conundrum that we have today. Because today we're faced with a severe or a serious problem because whether you believe it or not, there is plethora after plethora of information available that establishes the truth of the fact that we live on a prison planet. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole prison planet thing. I've done many shows on that. You can research that yourself. You need to go back and go all the way back to the beginning before the Bible came into existence and look at the Demiurge. And you can read my book, The Cosmogrator, where I read from one of the ancient texts of the Enoches Johannes, which simply means John in Greek. In the beginning in that book, it talks about how there were some entities called the Archons, for lack of a better term. And these Archons were characteristic, or they had a particular negativity about them that was illusionary. And these icons established our mindset or this illusion or what is called this aborted matter or aborted fetus. And so everything that we see on this dimension, according to the Gnostics, and according to some of the ancient texts, it really breaks down. I have all this inside of my book, The Demiurge, The Cosmogrator. And the reason I wrote that book, The Cosmogrator, is because I wanted people to understand where I get my frame of reference from. So people won't think that I'm just here trying to bash the Bible or trying to bash traditional Christianity or trying to bash any particular religion. Since I came from that and I understand how the enemy, now you have to think like the enemy to understand the enemy. So if the light is good and darkness is bad, obviously you're not going to knowingly, voluntarily go into the dark. But you will knowingly and voluntarily go into the light because you have been taught and you assume that the light is good. So if I am a bad guy, I'm going to do exactly what the Demiurge, Samael, Shackles, Yabato, Sabato, and all of his Beelzebub and all the other names that he has. I would do the same thing. I would produce a counterfeit light. So the difference between one light gives off heat, information, and comfort. The other one doesn't. The other one is called bioluminescence. It is cold light or cold fusion. And so if you just go into the light without understanding the different types of light, then, my brothers and sisters, you will be part of the prison planet. Now, everybody gets recycled on this planet. That's another study for another time. But what I simply need you to understand today is that we all have been unknowingly programmed. And as I'm going to be sharing later on in the year, and I'm going to be sharing this weekend when I get into the blood gods, and I give you the names of the blood gods, and we talk about the 7/8 blood gods, and the 8 blood types, and we break down the fact that these blood types are patterns. These patterns are basically principles. These principles are what we call instincts. So you're born with a particular instinct that is based upon your particular blood. So I can tell what your natural instinct is by your blood type, because your blood type is one of the, again, God types. And we're going to break down a hidden ancient word that establishes and unfolds the entire umbrella for you to over and understand that these are called the Lords of Light. And without overstanding the Lords of Light and what they feed upon, then you will not understand why they use light and different types of light or bent light. So you are a bent light being. So these are laws of fractured light or fractured geometry or sacred geometry. You will find that everything on this earth is based upon, again, pi, or is based upon the Fibonacci sequence, or based upon some type of numerology, or based upon some type of mathematical formula, because it's a different lord that is an overlord, that is an archon, that is part of, again, the aborted fetus that some call the Pleroma, Sophia, Barbello, a lot of different names and a lot of different texts. But the whole purpose, the end game, is the manipulation of your DNA, the manipulation of your beliefs to ensure that your lifespan is cut short, so that where your body deteriorates rapidly, so that you die early, so that you don't have enough time to figure out what I'm about to express, expose, and expand to you today. Because there are two main principles that is keeping you from understanding what I'm about to share. Number one is stress. We call it fear. Number two is your employment or your occupied. Your brain is preoccupied with mindless crap. Those two things prevent you from understanding what I'm about to share with you today. There's nobody that's listening to the sound of my voice, or very few people that's listening to the sound of my voice, that understand the Supreme Overlord, or that's over this planet, that's over the prism, which is the prison, which is controlled by the priest. So the priest class, the scripture says that there is no more mediator between God and man save the Son, Christ Jesus. We don't need a mediator, but the prison, as it talks about in Matthew 23, and because I reference that verse pretty much on every other show, I won't bore you by reading it again, but you may want to read Matthew 23, especially if you are a traditional Christian. Now, again, I am a traditional Christian. I came out of that. All my brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, everybody still goes to church, turn over chairs every Sunday, speaking tongues, the whole nine. Been there, done that, got 2 T-shirts. I'm not bashing anybody. I'm not trying to talk negative towards anybody. It's not just Christianity. It's freaking Buddhism. It's Islam. It's anybody that freaking has a collar, anybody that calls themselves a priest. And you say, okay, Doc, I was with you there, man, but, you know, you're on sacred ground right now. Well, when I was licensed and ordained, I went through seminary, like everybody else, and I got trained, and I learned, you know, how to do what they call exegesis, how to break down the scriptures and how to research, and they told me to look it up in the Greek and the Hebrew. They gave me the Strong Concordance. And I looked it up, one word, and then I went and preached like the Reverend Dr. Bishop, just like I was taught. I didn't understand, I didn't know what I know now. I didn't understand etymology. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing. I know you're not going to do it, but it is okay. Because 50 years from now, 20 years from now, you're going to remember me telling you this. And hopefully your life won't end up like mine. Hopefully you won't destroy a 25-year relationship. Hopefully you won't freaking get fired and lose jobs. Hopefully you won't get, you know, freaking houses repoed. I'm sorry, not repoed, but freaking foreclosed on. And hopefully you won't get, I don't know how many cars repossessed because of your quote-unquote zeal and passion for God. Hopefully you'll understand that if you do not trace the original, if you do not trace, I don't care what it is, if you get an apple and if you cannot trace that apple back to its original seed, then you don't know if you're eating an apple. Because it could be genetically modified. It could look like an apple, but how do you know it's an apple? So if you don't understand what I do, which is I trace back the definitions of words and names to its original. I don't care if it takes me a week. I don't care if it takes me 10 years. Some of the stuff I'm going to be sharing again later on this year, it's taken me 20 years to find. 20 years, brothers and sisters, 20 years of research. And people ask me why I charge so much. Man, if y'all don't get a grip, not you personally, but, you know, some of my other YouTube family. Let me express something to you that is called a entheogens. Now, there was a guy by the name of John Allegro. And this is nothing new. In fact, everybody that was a member of the team came to the same conclusion. John Allegro was the only one that actually wrote a book called, Christianity and the Mushroom. Something about the mushroom. Now, an entheogen is the body's natural production of opium or opiate receptors. The human body is designed to live off of entheogens, and look at the word entheogen. The word entheogen means in, theo means God, and genes. It's how you put God in your genes. Now, entheogens can come from outside of the body, and entheogens can come from inside of the body. So that means that your overlord, someone somewhere, designed you in a way that you can be controlled through chemicals. So that's what emotions are. Love is oxytocin. Let me say that again. Love is a chemical. So is hate. So is fear. So is doubt. All of these are chemicals. If I remove the chemical, you don't have that particular feeling. Another study for another time. But I need to make sure that you understand what I'm expressing to you today, which is you have been systematically, how can I put this delicately, through the transferring of a particular model that results in cybernetic self-control over your spirit. Now, what does this mean? This simply means that there are certain plants or certain hormones that trigger an intense, mystical, altered state. This produces what they call a cognitive associative bind or binding. Now, I'm not going to get into the science behind it today, but I just want to get you to understand what I'm going to be talking about in future lectures and pay-per-view shows later on and break down what they call determinism and transcendentalism so that way you can understand what is going on the globe today. Now, I come from this from two perspectives, really three. I come from it from a scientific, and I come from it from a religious. I also now come from it from a biological perspective. So we can talk biology, we can talk science, or we can talk scriptures or religion. Let's go back to the purpose of today's show, the Lords of Light. So there are certain entities that use light. You are a human. You are a bent light being. Fallen angels when you are a fallen angel, which we all are, by the way, I don't want to break anybody's bubble, but hey, I got something called proof. Now, that just simply means that you fell in your consciousness, your awareness, your disposition. That means you fell in vibration. So your vibratory rate now is really slow. That's why you dense. That's why you're inside of a dirt suit. So if you speed up your vibratory rate the way Yahushua did on the Mount of Olives, you transfigure yourself just like Yahushua did. You disappear. They can't see you. But our vibratory rate is real slow. That's the only reason why we die. The only reason that we are on earth is to learn how to increase our vibratory rate, to be like Yahushua. Yahushua said, if you do the things I've done, he said, you shall do the things that I've done and even greater things. But there is a false light. Now, the scripture talks about this false light. I got 5 books that talks about the false light. You got the horseshoe crab that's still here on earth that if you want to, you know, examine the blood of the false light. You got the firefly from a biological perspective if you want to examine an animal that has the false light. And you got a gene inside of your body or a molecule inside of your body called a lumiferous gene. It interferes with the illumination or the light. It's in your body. You can look it up or you can read my book. You say, Brother Will, that's a bunch of biological mumbo-jumbo, brother. Okay, dog, I'm with you. I feel your pain. So we got this thing that's called the scriptures, like the old folks say, the scriptures. So in the scriptures, there is a scripture that talks about Satan and Lucifer, that old dragon who has deceived the whole world. The scriptures say that there's none righteous, no, not one. The scripture says that do not marvel, for Satan himself comes as an angel of light. Now, I'm not making this up. Let me give you scriptures. The scriptures for the Bible thumpers is 2 Corinthians 11, 13, 14, and 15. Now, what does it mean when it says Satan masquerades or comes as an angel of light, or he disguises himself as an angel of light? The Bible tells me that don't be surprised. It said, don't marvel, homie. I don't know why you're looking all dumbfounded. You got an adversary that ain't like none other. He's the real deal Holyfield. So this dude or this dudette says that in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, let's start with verse 12, actually, because that adds a little meat to what we are expressing to you today. So 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12 says, but I will keep on doing what I am doing in order to undercut those who want an opportunity to be regarded as equals in the things they boast about. Verse 13, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. For such men are false prophets, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. Verse 14, our primary text, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. But do not marvel, or one verse says, do not wonder. Another verse says, I am not surprised. But the King James says, and do not marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Verse 15. Well, let me read 2 Corinthians 11:14 in the New Living Translation. It says, I am not surprised, even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So we have people on earth who are very well-intended, like I was, who get saved, like I did, and who devote their lives, like I did, to follow the Reverend Dr. Bishop or the Guru or whomever, like I did. Go to school and learn and teach, or go to school to learn to teach, like I did. Come up the ranks, you know, like I started off as, you know, doing the sound. Then I did drama for the, you know, young adults. Then I was an usher. Then I was a deacon. Then I was a minister. So I started off at the bottom, worked my way up. To come into a class of people who are given authority or a position by which to exercise exegesis or the expounding of the word of God to us. Now remember, God didn't want us to have none of this, but way back in the Old Testament, they wanted kings. So in the book of Kings, it talks about how God said, okay, y'all want somebody to rule over you. Y'all are people. Y'all don't need no ruler. But if you want one, okay, I give you one. So God appointed kings. But that wasn't his original intent. Because of all the way back in the book of Genesis, God gave man dominion over five kingdoms. And I can't find nowhere where one of those kingdoms is other men. Just like certain other things that was not in the original intent. But because the hardness of people's heart or the stiff-necked that it talks about in the book of Matthew, certain things were allowed. But that wasn't the original intent. So we have, or we are on a planet that wasn't originally intended to be here. Now, I got a 300-page book that breaks this down, so I'm not going to waste your time. If anybody who thinks that that's make-believe, you can read my book, The Cosmic Grotto. You can go to Google, type in the word archives. You can type in the word Gnostic Demiurge. You can type in Samael. You can type in Barbello. You can type in Yabato. You can type in Shackless. There's a plethora of names that you can type in. Just type in the word Gnostic and just research it for yourself. Now, whether you believe in the Gnostic text, the Gnostic Gospels, and whatever, hey, that's another study for another time. Again, I got biology. If you don't want to believe in the scriptures, I got some biology for you. It's called bioluminescence. I can biologically prove what I'm saying if you don't want the scriptures. Then we got the Bible. If you don't want to, you know, if you don't want the non-canonized, we got canonized stuff. So however you want to slice it up, brothers and sisters, we can slice it and dice it. You say, well, okay, Brother Will, man, I'm kind of sort of with you, brother, but what are you really saying? I'm saying that the priest class, what it says in Matthew 23, the proselytes, the Reverend Dr. Bishops of our day, Yahushua says, woe unto those people. Now, he says it 7-8 times in the book of Matthew 23. I've quoted that scriptures. I read that chapter on many different occasions. He says, you can't enter into the kingdom of God, and you prevent other people from entering in. Then he says that when you convert somebody, you make them twofold more candidate of hell than they were before your conversion. So what light are they serving that causes you to be twofold more candidate of hell before your conversion? Well, remember I told you that anytime you do or you have these two things, it is impossible to be in contact with the real, with the true light. Stress or fear and a preoccupation with what I call ego or earthly or mindless crap. So most people got saved like I did for fire insurance. Now a lot of people didn't. I'm just saying this is what happened to me. So if that's a counterfeit conversion if it was fear based. And most people go to church because, again, they are preoccupied. They go to church for a reason, not for the season. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Everybody on earth, especially in the West, in the East is a little different. But in the West, if you live in the West, you are under this hypnotic mind control spell. Now, I'm going to break a little bit more of the mind control stuff down and do some more shows on that to really break down so that way you understand who the jailers are. Who are the people that got you in jail right now? Who are what I call the shadow government and the shadow people? Who are those? Who are the 13 Illuminati bloodlines that run the entire show? Who's the Bilderberg group? What do they do over in Bohemian Grove every year? What's that big old statue, that big old owl that they worship? What does that have to do? What does the skull and crossbones have to do with all this? And the 3-2-2, what does that have to do with anything? Genesis 3:22 is what they represent. See, all of this, brothers and sisters, this is the false light. This is the skion or the skinos. So we have to separate, that differentiate, but the problem is most people can't. Most people cannot separate the real light from the fake light. Now remember, for me it's really easy because the real light is selfless. The fake light is selfish. So our reality, again, is a manipulation of light. And since we are multidimensional beings, we are trapped like parasites. And that's why, again, parasites in your stomach allows the parasites outside of your body to connect to you. That's how they drain your energy. And I've done many shows on parasites and not only the energy vampires and all the energy stuff. And again, we're going to talk about that a little bit more, especially when we get into some of the blood stuff. But today I need you to understand that the priests, again, are programmed themselves. See, people who program are themselves programmed. People who abuse are themselves abused. So there is a mental construct. This mental construct is what is called a universalism. Now, that is a specific term that I'm going to be breaking down when I do the blood stuff, because, again, this word and this term is very, very important for your understanding. Because what this does is this again, allows you to be under the self-control and under the power of this fake light. It allows you to activate the entheogens, the opiate receptors inside the body, to keep you under a mind control. So that way you are self-deluded. Now, I'm not talking about something I read in a book. A certain amount of self-delusion can be beneficial. For example, I tell you guys, when I go exercise, when I go run, according to science, my body releases entheogens. And it has the same effect that somebody who does cocaine. It's called the runner's high. It's called being in the zone. When you see an athlete and they're in the zone, that means that they feel real good. The jump shot, like you see Michael Jordan today, he was in the zone. You see a football player, man, they just throw him the ball. Every time you throw it, he just catches it. He in the zone. Well, that means that there are certain chemicals being released inside of his body. But those chemicals, we are told that's normal. That's okay. See, we've never been taught that on the surface of your cells, certain people's blood don't have opiate receptors. And then certain people's blood do. Certain people's blood got antigens. It's an anti-gene. It fights against the gene. And then there's other people's blood that don't. They don't have no antigens on top of their blood cells. Why? Well, we're going to break that down in the series that starts on the 30th. Again, it's a pay-per-view series. Hopefully you guys will be able to join me, because this series is going to help you to understand who your overlord is. Now, everybody has an overlord. That prevents you from getting to the big lord. Unfortunately, most people worship the overlord as the big lord. Most people worship the fake light as the real light. That's kind of the whole purpose of you being on the planet, to see if you're going to fall for the trick. Now, I fell for the trick for 40 plus years, and then I figured it out because I kind of sensed something was wrong, because the overlord's descriptions matched up with the same descriptions as the underlord, the bad guys. And then when I started talking to the bad guys, I was really blown away, because they're the bad guys' name and the good guys' names were the same. So then I knew something was awry. Now, I'm not going to spoil the beans. I don't want to mess up nobody's theology. I just need you to understand something that's very important. All you got to do is really deep down in your heart, you already know. Your spirit tells you this. See, I was convicted. I knew something was off, but I didn't want to talk to, and I didn't want to get, because again, my mother, my father, my right now, everybody that I know, my sister, everybody to this day, like right now, I'm asleep today. Everybody that I know believes something different from what I believe. Like I told you guys, I told you what I believe, we probably wouldn't be friends. But see, I can trace back and I can go back to thousands and thousands of years. In fact, about 200,000 years before the Bible was in existence. And pull up all of this stuff. And people tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, what the hell I got to do with anything, man? Well, as I've said on many shows, the devil ain't stupid. Neither is God. So the big G already knew that the enemy was going to have an imitation. He was going to have a copy. That's why the only requirement that you got to have is 2 Thessalonians chapter 8, verse 9 and 10. And see, I don't care whether you believe in Jesus Christ and him crucified or not. That's irrelevant. Because the real Jesus Christ, and there's two. If you read my book, The Twin Flames, you already know. All you got to do is just type in, just go and type in Flavinus Josephus. That's all you got to type in. If you want to type that in, just type in Constantine's Messiah. Watch the video. If you don't watch, if you want to read my stuff, just type in. Now, I'm not talking about hearsay. I'm talking about history. People tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, history can be freaking wrote by anybody, dog. Anybody can just make up shizness, man, and give it to you. That's why you need multiple sources. Now, I got the Encyclopedia Britannica. I got the Catholic Encyclopedia. You really want to blow your cookies? Read the Jewish Encyclopedia. Type in the word Christen or Christos in the Jewish Encyclopedia. If you're playing, keep doing what you're doing. But like for the people that are who read 2 Thessalonians 8, 9, and 10. See, I can talk all day about the fake light that everybody's under. I can talk about the Lords of Light. I can tell you their names. I can point them out for you. I can go to any church on any block at any Sunday, at any time, and I can tell you which Lord of which light that they are under, which stress has occupied their DNA, where they get the beliefs from. Because you got to have those two things. You got stress, and they got to occupy the mind, got to be occupied with rules and rituals. It's called growth. Now, I've said this on many shows. I triple dare anybody that listens to the sound of my voice to go to the Old Testament. Find the word grove anywhere. G-R-O-V-E. Look it up in its original meaning. I triple dare you. And then go to Google and type in the Bahamian grove where they meet. And tell me what is the difference between what them fools are doing and what you're doing. Grove. Do you know what a grove is? G-R-O-V-E. It's a code word, just like the word Mazaruth. Do you know what the word Mazaruth in the Old Testament means, brother? So, like, I don't really have time to play. But when you get serious, like I told you before, when you get, look at the definition, when God turned his back to Moses and he showed him his hind parts. I've been saying this for 20 years. Look up Exodus 33:23, brother. Look it up in the original. Trace it back to its original text, homie. Look it up. But you're not, you can't, because it violates your belief system. I know it violated mine too. Took me 40 years to look it up. The stuff I'm telling you I've known about for 40 freaking years, man, I didn't just happen upon this. I refuse to believe because it violated my current belief system. Remember I told you, when your dream shows up, you're going to run. It's okay, we all do. Everybody do. Some people run longer than others. But if you're called, if you're part of God's elect, God will keep knocking on your heart. So I'm not here. I don't want you to do nothing. All I want you to do is what you do already, supposedly. You claim you pray. So all I told everybody to do, and I tell you, don't pray this prayer until you're ready. Because I prayed that prayer on January 1st, 2009, my whole life changed. That is, Father, I don't care what the truth is. Whatever it is, I just want to know it. Now, I don't recommend you pray that prayer, brother. I don't recommend you pray that prayer, sister, because the day that you do, the fake light is going to erode, and the real light is going to come forward. And the real light is going to blow your cookies, because the real light is going to shine light upon the fake light. And you're going to see exactly what it says. Do not wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then that his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Now let me read verse 15 in the King James, because this one is very important. Now 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 15 says this, King James. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, Brother Will, also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Now, again, notice that they're ministers of righteousness. Well, the Father said that when you stand before him, he can say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. He didn't say nothing about righteousness. Now, what is the difference between righteousness and iniquity? Yeah, you won't find that taught on Sunday mornings, because there's a big difference between righteousness and iniquity. We teach righteousness. We don't have the right to give. Iniquity, brothers, iniquity, sisters, that is what keeps you out of the presence and out of the throne. The enemy gives you something he ain't qualified to give. Right standing. Every church in America teaches righteousness. The servants of righteousness. Servants means ministers. It means diaconia. Anybody come teaching that, brothers, teaching that, sisters, they're masquerading. Now, that's not what I said. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 15. Well, Brother Will, I don't know, man. That's kind of, I don't know, brother, man. I'm not feeling that. Well, I'll feel you, my brother. See, there's something in the New Age movement. A phrase, and I use it a lot, it's called light workers. I have a chapter in my Dear Kinnear report called light workers. See, that's kind of a New Age, it's a fluffy term. See, a light worker. Okay. You don't say which light. You know, light is interesting. Light is electricity and magnetism. Electricity and magnetism combined gives us light. But because we haven't studied the lords of light and the overlords or the archons, many of us have not been exposed to this, again, vicious, man, con job, for lack of a better term. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Remember the movie The Matrix? In the movie The Matrix, it was talking about how we were just batteries. Human beings, the human body was just a battery to be used by somebody. Somebody was siphoning off our energy from our body. But you see, my brothers and sisters, it's a much deeper thing that's going on. Sure, they use your energy, they use your body, but they are siphoning off your soul. Now, your soul is a recording device for your spirit. Don't tell nobody I told you that. And everything that's recorded by your spirit is recorded by your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, intellect, onto your membranes and your cells. So that is why everything is on a cellular level. That's why I studied histology. That's why I went into biology. That's why I love studying cells. Because everything is broken down on a cellular or a soulular level. So until you come down to your cells, until you eat, until you think, until you, again, drink, until you understand how does what you do affect one cell in your body, then the wisdom and the knowledge that you need to get into your MEM. Now, remember, the word MEM is the biological transition of the genes, or the changed genes. So the enemy hides in your MEM, or your memories. Not the re-memories, but the memories. Because the re returns to the recycling of the memories. Now, there's a book called The Book of Creation that talks about how you have to drink from the sea of forgetfulness to be in this dimension. That's why you don't remember your prior existence with the Father. because your memory slate was wiped clean. You were recycled, if you will. Not reincarnated, recycled. Reincarnate. Totally different. So what am I saying? I'm saying that at death, everybody tells you to go to a people and say, hey, I saw a bright light. Yeah, you might not want to go in that direction, homie. There's a difference in the type of light. That's why in the book of James, chapter 3, it talks about the Father of lights, plural, more than one. As I've said on many occasions, everything that I say, I can prove in the Bible, I can prove in biology, and I can prove mathematically or using physics or science, quantum physics. So you can look it up, and it talks about inside of your Bible, James 3, it talks about the Father of lights. This Father of light, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of light. So the cosmogrator, again, wants to manipulate the Father of light. So people tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, that's tough, man. So you mean to tell me you got two lights, they look exactly the same. You ever look at the headlights on the car coming at you? Both the left light and the left light, both headlights are shining in your face. One of them is good, one of them is bad. How the beep are you supposed to know? Well, James, the Father tells us everything. We just moving so fast that we don't slow down. Now, the Bible says this. This is what I've been doing since 8. The Bible says you can tell a tree by its fruit. The Bible says that a good tree cannot bear bad fruit. Then the Bible says that a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. So I wait for the fruit. Now the fruit is the result, the ending. It's not the seed, it's not the plant, it's not the leaves. Fruit takes time. See, most people, you judge shizness before it's time. You might want to stick around and look at the fruit. That's the only way you can tell whether it's a good light or a bad light. Now, James 1:17 says this. James chapter 1, verse 17, let's start with verse 16. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. It's telling us, James is telling us in 1:16, don't be deceived. I'm telling you today, don't be deceived. Most priests, in fact, I would say 99%, they are programmed priests to keep your dark or light behind on this prism planet. It's a prism, PRISM planet, planned net. It's a prism. Now, a prism is a triangle. It is the law of three. You will find to be trapped on the prism, you need three things. Hexagon, hexagram, and hexachord. You got all three right now. So it takes the power of three to keep you on the planet, and it takes the power of three to get you off the planet. That's why there's this big debate over the Trinity, and will always be a big debate, because it's the power of three that locks you here, and it's the power of three that unlocks you, and there is three in the blood. Now, the Bible talks about it, and we're going to break it down in the blood series. But James say, be careful, because you could be deceived. He said, do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, with whom there is no change or shifting shadow. That's how you tell the difference. Before I read 17 again, let's read verse 18. James 1:18, just how you tell the difference. You got a bunch of lights out here, brothers and sisters. How you tell the difference between which light? Verse 18, he chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we would be a kind of first fruits of his creation. Now, let me read James 1:18 again. 17 and 18. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. This is really important. This is what separates me from everybody else. This is why I say the things I say. This is why I'm not no traditional Cretan anymore. This is why I read Hebrews 6:1, because it says, you got to mature. You can't be a baby forever. It's okay to be born, but you got to grow up. You can't live and grow and fight demons and devils with just the milk. You got to get the meat. It says, we should not lay again the foundation. But many of us, we just keep laying the foundation over and over and over and over and over again. When are you going to grow up, homie? Because there is, again, a form of godliness, but it ain't got no power. Because somebody is masking around like an angel of light, but he ain't no light. So James 1:17 says in the King James, of his own. Well, let me go back to 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light, the Father of heavenly light, in whom there is no shifting or change. Verse 18. Of his own will, he begot us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Now, I've been saying this for eons. We are the first fruits of an entirely new creation under the order of Melchizedek, not the Levi priesthood. So we are the first melanated chi beings. That's what the word Melchizedek, melanated chi zedek. Now that's another study for another time. It simply means you got a glorified body. Now we don't know what it is, but we know it's going to be like, we're going to be like Yahushua. So we got to find and we're going to follow the right Yahushua, because Constantine got one out there too. And all you got to do is type in one word, F-L-A-V-I-N. I triple dare you to type that word in Google and hit enter. F-L-A-V-I-N. And the truth will set you free. So the enemy is not stupid. He got a counterfeit version of every original. I ain't mad at him. He on his job. He should be. Flavinus Josephus used to be a Hebrew before he sold out. Who is Flavinus Josephus? Joseph ben Matan who? All of our Christianity come from this dude. Just type in the works of Flavinus Josephus. Now, he wasn't alone. He had a whole bunch of other people, Constantine and everybody else who helped him. And then the Council of Nicaea. But that's a minor issue concerning the programmed priest of this prison planet, because they are all teaching a programmed book or gospel or good spell. Now, it's a spell. It's a damn good spell, but it's just not the original one. So you said you should be saying to yourself, well, Brother Will, I don't know, dog. That sounds a tall order. Well, all I've said is one thing. The thing that saved my life is 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. God will send you a strong, I'm paraphrasing, you want to look it up for yourself. God himself will send you a strong delusion so that way you will believe the lie, unless you have aletheia, which is the Greek word for a love of the truth. You have to be a lover of truth, not tradition. Now, I'm going to be honest. This is the hardest thing you will ever do in your life. The hardest thing you will ever do in your life is to ask God to show you the truth. Because, see, the fact that you, if you say that, that implies that you're questioning your current truth. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't question. Now, I question myself every day. That's what set me free. Because aletheia, the truth, that's what it means. It means to question yourself every day. It means objectively. It means to be objective. It means to be considerate. It means that you, every day, you say, okay, all the Muslims, all the Buddhists, all the freaking Satanists, every day, y'all bring what y'all got. This is what I do every day. Every day, I say, is there anybody got something else that I want to chunk what I got away. I want to believe what you got, bro, if it's better than mine. So people come to me and say, Doc, I got something better than what you got, brother. Really? Dude, let me hear it, homie. And they tell me what they got. And I listen. And I'll be like, no, it's not better than what I got. Next. And then they line up. This is what I do all day. I check emails. I want somebody to prove me wrong. I'm hoping to God that somebody do prove me wrong. Because then it's not too many people on earth that believe what I believe. There's not too many people who believe that mankind's true destiny is to be the... Yahushua is the firstborn of many brethren. We just read where it just said in James 1:18 that the Father of light, he has called you, he has equipped you, he gave you his true words so that out of all of his creation, you become his prized possession. You become the first of a new kind of creation. Now, I ain't heard that preached. Now, let me make sure you understand. Let me read James 1:18 as I close in the New Living Translation. James chapter 1, verse 18 in the New Living Translation said, he chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word. Now, a lot of people got the word, but it's not the true word. Now, how do you know the true word? All good gifts come down from the Father above. He's the Father of heavenly lights. And guess what? It says it never changes, and it don't even cast a shadow. Now, my name in Hebrew means he who hides in the shadow of God. Bethesda, it means in the shadow of God. This Greek word that's found in James chapter 1, verse 17 is my entire existence. Skenos and skion. Those two words are the words that's in the definition of that word that's found in James chapter 17. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect good gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of life, Father of light, in whom? See, as long as you're in the shadow of God, guess what, brothers? Guess what, sisters? There's no change. There's no shifting. God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. See, I was lost. God took me out of darkness, and he brought me into his marvelous light. Now, until that happens to you, what it talks about in the Gospel of Thomas, remember, as I said before, those three things? First of all, you know, you ask questions. See, the problem is nobody's asking questions. Have you ever asked questions about your faith? Yeah, I don't think so. You're just running with it, like I did. I don't blame you. I ain't mad at you. Hell, I did it for damn near 50 years too, bro. So keep running. But one day, but maybe not today, but one day, you're going to ask a question. And when you ask that question, according to the Gospel of Thomas, it says that you are going to be perplexed. That means vexed. That means the rug is going to be pulled out from underneath you. Then after that, it says you're going to reign over all. Gospel of Thomas, chapter 1, verse 1. If those three things have not happened to you yet, I'm yet for you, bro. Because the Father of light says, you can't come to me unless those three things have already happened to you, unless you ask questions. And every day, now notice he didn't say you just stop. You keep growing in faith. I don't understand why people don't want to grow, man. We got to grow. No, nothing on the earth stays the same. It grows. It has seasons. Four of them, in fact. So there is something that is masquerading around like light, but it's not light. Everybody's buying it up. Everybody's now the Bible says that broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow There's a road that leads to righteousness. I believe that because I was on a road, and I believe like everybody else. Now I'm on another road. Ain't too many folk on that road. So, brothers and sisters, all I'm simply saying is one thing. The truth shall set you free. It ain't going to ask you. It's going to make you free. Just because you got knowledge of something doesn't give you wisdom of it. After death, everybody says when we die, we see a bright light. Now, I've never had, some people have these near-death experiences. I never had none, so I can't speak on that topic. I can only speak on the experiences and the knowledge that I do have. And the experience and the knowledge that I do have is that I was a religious zealot. I would physically hurt people that did not believe like me. I would want to physically hurt them. You don't understand. I was a religious zealot. I believed in Jesus Christ and him crucified. I had a spirit, and it was not holy. I don't know what it was, and I know a lot of believers that still got that spirit. I can go to my old church. They still there. One of the biggest churches in San Antonio. Huge, multi-million-dollar building. They still there. Still preaching the same message. I still see them in HEB or the grocery store when I go to the store. They try to hide up. I call them out now. Hey, brother, what's his name? And they're like, oh, they be trying to hide. Oh, hey, oh, yeah, Brother Will, what's going on, brother? God bless you, my brother. And they start preaching that, they start talking that Christianese. Fake, phony. See right through them. They don't like me no more. Why? Now, if we got brotherly love, just because I go to a different church than you, man, why are you hating on me? Now, this has been going on. This is like, oh, this is old. This is not even, it don't really happen that much anymore. This is like 20 years ago. What am I saying? Brothers and sisters, God says this, the real one. How can you love me who you have not seen and hate your brother who you see every day? If anything I said today offended you and you dislike me, check your belief system. Because the Bible says if someone is lost, if a brother is lost out in left field, it says you should go pray for him. And then you say you get an elder of the church, get somebody else, and both of y'all pray for the brother. You don't talk about him. You don't go on Facebook and talk about him, post up negative shitness about him. If you really think a brother is in error, you pray for him. That's what I do. I pray for people. I don't talk about their mamas and their daddies. I don't try to loud talk more, embarrass them. I don't do none of the shitness I used to do to try to show that I'm more learned, get into these debates and all this stuff like I used to do back in the day, because that was all pride and ego. I just want to show that I freaking had more knowledge than everybody else. I am praying for you, and I hope that you pray for me, because guess what? Maybe I'm not as learned as I think I am. I could be lost. I could be confused, too. I highly doubt it, but I could be. So guess what I'm going to do after today's show? I'm going to research. I'm going to keep looking up definitions of words. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep questioning. I'm going to keep asking the Father of Lights, Heavenly Father, lead me and guide me. You said in your word that you would lead me and guide me into all truth. You said that you left the Ruach, the new Holy Spirit, and he would lead me and guide me, Father. So I'm submitting my will unto your leadership. So lead me and guide me into all truth. That's what you said you was going to do for me. So I humbly take a step back and ask that you continue to lead me and guide me. That's the prayer I pray every day of my life. Since January the 1st of 2009, I've been praying that prayer, and I'm going to pray it every day. And it's my prayer that you do the same thing. Because all I'm telling y'all, there is a lot of stuff out here. A lot of people believe in a lot of cray-cray stuff. I'm talking to people that's supposedly learned men of God who've been in the church for eons. He never looked up a scripture, never looked up no Greek or no Hebrew, never did the etymology. They didn't even heard of the Council of Nicaea. They don't even know what an archon is. They even never heard of freaking Yabato or Sabato or Samael or Barbello or Sophia. What? Y'all better be careful who you follow. And all I'm saying is, every morning I wake up, I would rather die instead of living in error or teach error. I've been praying that prayer since I was 8. I saw my mother die in error. I would rather follow my mama and die instead of come on this show and tell you something that is not true. I would rather die first instead of teach error. I know what it feels like, man. This is my life. This is not no damn gimmick. My mother died behind some bullshitness that somebody told her was true. I refuse to go out like that. I refuse. And I refuse to let anybody that I know who want to know the truth, I'm going to share it. As God is my witness. And I promised him that prayer. Father, if you ever show me the truth, I will yell it, climb to the highest mountaintop, and tell it to everybody that was listening, that will listen. And I'm still doing it. And we'll continue with God's grace and his mercy. So, brothers and sisters, sorry for the seriousness of the message. But it is what it is. I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.